They Lived What They Believed by Ariel A. Torreya. I was born into a Christian home with two loving parents. They were good people who taught me many virtues, including optimism, hard work, honesty, and kindness. I grew up knowing there was a God, but had little idea who He was. I knew He wanted me to be good, but I often felt prey to my weaknesses. Whenever I reflected on where my life was going, I had to admit I wasn't really happy about the results. I wasn't sure being truly happy was even possible. Fellowshipping with the Saints. Then I moved to Utah, where I felt as if I were jumping back in time. I'd come from a big city, and now I could see fields and cows from my kitchen window. Struggling to fit in with the people in my new area, I wondered why I had moved to such a quiet place. After a year or two, I grew to love the beauty of the land, and the stress of my previous nonstop life slipped from my shoulders. But inside, I was still unfulfilled. Then one of my neighbors, Daniel, began inviting me to Latter-day Saint single adult activities. I always declined, but he was persistent. Finally, I felt I wasn't being a good friend and always turning him down. So I accepted his invitation to attend a dance, dinner, and campout. I went with some trepidation, wondering how I would fit in with a large group of Latter-day Saints. I also feared they might bombard me with their ideas. The young adults I met that night were very friendly. Not only were they fun, they were also true followers of their religion. There was no drinking, smoking, or drugs, nor was there the contention, slandering, and coarse language I had often found in other social settings. Instead, I found singles enjoying each other's company in a spirit of love and friendship. The following morning, as Daniel and I were driving home from the campout, I felt impressed to ask him about these wonderful people I had met. I asked if these people were representative of Latter-day Saints as a whole. He asked if I would like to see what other Latter-day Saints were like. I accepted. A different lifestyle. That Sunday I attended sacrament meeting, Sunday school and priesthood meeting with Daniel, and the friends I had made at the activity openly welcomed me. I had previously attended a few sacrament meetings, but had never felt the spirit of it until that Sunday, as I mingled with those young singles. Already in life, I had seen so much of what the world had to offer young adults. Drinking, drugs, coarse language and behavior, sexual impropriety, gambling, pornography, and other wicked practices. I had never seen and felt a testimony so moving as that of these singles, who were determined to live the standard to their faith. Coming to know the truth. Many years earlier, I had had a Latter-day Saint friend who tried to share truths about our eternal Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. I remember how close my heart was to the gospel then. I had doubted that anybody had the authority to speak to me for God. Now, however, I read the Book of Mormon and prayed to know whether it was true. I placed hope and faith in my eternal Father, that He would fulfill His promise to answer my prayer. There was no angelic visitation, but my conversion was equally powerful. I cannot doubt the sure witness given by the Spirit of the Lord. Many people feel as I once felt about the gospel. I know the key to my conversion was a testimony provided not by the words of the Lord alone, but by those who had faith enough to live by those words. Their actions were a key to my conversion. End of the article. They Live What They Believed by Ariel A. Torreya.